Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, we got a big show today. We got Goldberg calling in from Wisconsin, where he's meeting up with the guys at Speedcore, and of course Leah Pritchett, drag racer, and Gearhead Fabrications, the engines builder, and they're going to be testing a bunch of cars. We'll give you some updates on what we're doing for SEMA, and then and my Lightning. It's getting ready for the SEMA show. Lots going on, lots of work to do. But before we get started, let me tell you about Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list. She's leading up to SEMA now more than ever. Maybe you're dropping off your dry cleaning, you're picking up some milk, you're getting your truck painted, you're getting brakes made for your truck, you're putting the interior done on your truck. You have a huge list of things to do. Well, you should save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list, especially because when your Lightning truck is really expensive. Well, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything else. Just go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Check out geico.com. And of course, our friends at Dodge. Visit your local Dodge dealer for performance, technology, and great deals. Never been a better time than right now. Dodge is offering Power Dollars. With Power Dollars, you get $10 off for each horsepower of your new car. That's everything out there. The Dodge, the 2019 Dodge Charger, every 2019 Dodge Durango, every 2019 Dodge Challenger. That means you could buy a 2019 Dodge SRT Hellcat Red Eye and receive almost $8,000 cash allowance. Get more power and get more off. It's simple. Hurry to your local Dodge dealer today and take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars. All right, Chris, let's get started. Hey, welcome to CarCast. I am at the moderator, DeAndrea, and Bill Goldberg's calling in from the road. Let's see. You are you're in Wisconsin?
Yeah, man. I am at what race? What drag strip are we at here? Great Lakes Drag Strip. Leah Pritchett and Speedcore, and between the four vehicles we have sitting out in front of us, we got at least 4,500 4,500 horsepower combined between the four of them. So we're going to have some fun today. I get the first drive in my carbon Hellcat, you know, the Speedcore did.
Yeah.
Since it was upgraded, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Other than the weather being a little chilly and it being a little windy, everything's awesome, man. And you know, Leah's over here prepping for a fast day of driving.
Yeah, well, that's good. Maybe Leah will warm up the track for you. And but I tell you that that cold air is good supercharger air. It's good turbo air. It sounds like that you guys got a few cars there that you were talking about, four or five cars, and your carbon fiber Challenger is the supercharged car with the big Whipple charger on it. But you guys got a couple of turbo cars there as well you're going to play around with today, right?
Yeah, you know, they've got that all-wheel drive wide-body turbocharger sitting right in front of me with the cover on it. And I got to tell you, you know, my second car that they're doing,
yeah,
the Charger, will be pretty much an exact replica of this one, although it is not four-wheel drive. But just to see that car with the cover off, mm-hmm. I mean, I've been wanting that car for 4 or 5 years. You know that. All our listeners know that. The Charger is the car that I've been wanting to wide body and to trick out. And today's the day, man. I might even get to see mine. But to see this one in person, it's surreal. It's This thing is an absolute beast.
And that car is supposed to be debuting to the public at SEMA. Well, I mean, to the trade at least, right? I think that's going to SEMA. I think there was a press announcement about it. The press release went out and said that's going to be unveiled at SEMA officially. But so you guys are there just sort of shooting some videos and testing these cars before SEMA, right?
Yeah, I mean, Great Lakes Dragway, world's fastest demon, first ever wide body Dodge Charger, you know, twin turbo, all wheel drive, carbon fiber panels. And we, like I said, we got my car. So Leah and I are going to just have a little bit of fun today. And hopefully she might break a record or two, and I will destroy some Nitto tires.
Now, do you guys know who's driving what, or do you get to switch it up?
Well, I think that she's probably going to be driving everything other than my car, and I'm going to be driving my car because she's the pro, and I'm not, you know. So I think they're going for some records today, and if they're going for records, I don't need to be the guy driving.
Sure.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we're out here having fun, doing some testing, you know, getting some good numbers, getting some good testing because we haven't done it in these cars. That's pretty much what today's all about.
Now, you got up there yesterday. Have you had a chance to drive your Challenger at all, or is it just straight prepped and brought to the track?
It's prepped and brought to the track. Mario is here, our good buddy from the podcast last week, Gearhead Fabrications. And yeah, I just saw it for the first time, you know, since Hoonigan. So I haven't sat in it yet. I have seen the, you know, Rough Tough, and I did a collaboration with my carbon fiber, as you saw on the Whipple Supercharger, but they also did the Sparco seats, those carbon fiber seats, you know, with a wrap, with the, you know, with the seat covers, and then, you know, brake calipers done in the camo, and it's really cool, man. I was worried about the camo being a little over the top, but it's subtle and it's really neat, and it's how I like to do things. I don't like being normal, and I don't like having stuff that everybody else has. So,
tell me about the camo, because you posted a photo of it of the supercharger, or somebody took the photo and they sent it to you and posted it, and it's like a white camo. You took the supercharger. I don't know if it was powder coated or somehow dipped or hydro dipped or some version of it. But it's sort of a white camouflage. It's sort of a snow camo, or is there details in it that I'm missing?
Well, to answer that question, I'm going to ask Dave to step in, Dave Spaggio from Speed Corps, because we're sitting here right in front of the unit right now.
Okay. All right. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Doing all right. So we got an exciting day over there. It sounds like you guys got a few thousand horsepower of cars. You've got a great lineup of guests, or of course our buddy Goldberg. You've got Leah Pritchett, who's been on the show several times. And we were talking about the camo that's put onto the Whipple supercharger on Goldberg's car. He posted a photo of it on social media, but explain what it is. What does it really look like? How is it applied? Like, what was the process behind that camo?
Yeah, so that's Goldberg's line of camo. It looks great, and it's nice because it's not over the top, and it's actually hydrographic, and it was put on that Whipple 4.5 liter supercharger. And the great part about it is, you know, it'll withstand up to 450, 500 degrees, which we won't have to worry about getting that hot. But it holds up well there, and we use it on his bare calipers as well. So kind of a nice feature. And then Rough Tough was nice enough to do some seat covers for us. They did the border, or the edging, if you will, of the seats, and it really tied it together nice. So you guys are going to have to check it out at SEMA in Magnaflow's booth. I think it's going to look really sick.
Now, is it, it's white, right? It's white and gray and black?
It's white, and it's got some carbon fiber, kind of tribal-looking design through it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the camo as well. So, looks really nice. So,
and I didn't even have to pay him to say that.
Yeah. More to come.
Okay, so and now tell us about some of the cars that you guys have out there as well. Goldberg was touching about it, the all-wheel drive Charger, of course, his Challenger. What's the lineup of cars you guys are driving today?
So we got the all-wheel drive twin turbo carbon fiber wide-body Dodge Charger, which you know isn't going to be released to the public until November, December of this year. So Dodge was nice enough to give us a prototype model early. We were making molds off of the car months ago with our team at Speed Corps. So that went really well. And basically, we worked with Mario at Gearhead Fabrications. And we made the twin turbo setup. And it's nice because we're making a lot of power. We did all the internals on this Hellcat engine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're running its brother next to it, which is the carbon fiber Demon. And those internals are actually all factory. And we were twin turbo that up as well. And that one was making 1,500 horse all day. So it's going to be great to see these two together on the track, and especially since two brothers own them, and it being two Dodge cars, I think it's just a great, you know, situation. And then with Goldberg here and Leah, they're going to be putting their foot through it, and we're going to be making some records today.
Now, you guys are out there with Dodge. Are we going to be able to see some of this? Is this being filmed? Is this for Dodge Garage? Is it for you guys? What information do you have?
Dodge Garage is going to pick it up as well, and you're going to see it through our social channels, and Haggerty is also here on the scene with Mopar Action.
Okay, now, what do you feel about Mr. Goldberg over there, our buddy Goldberg, never driving his 1,000-horsepower Challenger before, and you just putting him on the track?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I can't wait to watch.
Maybe take a few laps around the block first, right? Like maybe just
I'm over here sweating.
But yeah, get the front row seat.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, the fact is, I'm not the pro here. I'm not the one going for records. I'm the one here going for the biggest smile on my face.
Oh yeah, well that's going to happen.
That, as long as I don't destroy myself, I'll be good.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's gonna be exciting over there. Now, the all wheel drive Charger and the Demon you were talking about, are those cars going to SEMA?
They will. They'll see them at the Motul booth, the carbon fiber twin turbo Demon, and then in Magnaflow's booth with the all wheel drive twin turbo carbon fiber Dodge Charger wide body.
Okay, so Magnaflow has their booth inside where we're doing some podcasting in Central Hall, and then they have their display outside where Goldberg and I both have vehicles out there, the CarCast guys. We're going to have a couple.
This will be inside. Yep, it'll be center of their booth inside, you know, right on that corner, actually.
So if you guys are heading out to SEMA, anybody heading out to SEMA, be sure to check out the booth inside and the booth outside, and you can see all the cool stuff that these guys have been working on.
Hey, I want to introduce you to Mario too, so he can tell you a little bit about internals and turbo sizes. So,
okay,
podcast. Talk to Matt about turbos and sizes.
You're a pro now.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mario, how are you? Good to talk to you again. You guys are pretty excited about today. It sounds like you guys did the engines on pretty much all of the cars over there. You guys are testing or racing today, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's a lot of work. Are you feeling a little nervous?
Yeah, we're actually in the middle of a spark plug change right now.
Then I don't know why you're talking about
this. After a turbo change.
Yeah. After a turbo change.
Why the turbo change? What was going on with the turbos?
Looks like something got into the ball bearing turbo, and it's got a very small restrictor, a very small orifice for oil to get on the bearing, and I guess it was plugged up. Not sure why. We couldn't find anything wrong with it. We changed the oil. Everything was clean and pretty, but it wasn't getting oil, and the turbo stopped working for us yesterday. So the car wasn't making any boost, but we're back in business now, looks like.
Okay, that's kind of interesting. What size turbo do you guys run? Are you running, two, right?
Yeah, that's a twin 6466 precision ball-bearing billet setup.
Now, there's so many guys that kind of run around, at least when they show their cars, they're running them without any type of filters or screens. What's the reality of air filter versus not air filter on those cars?
Air filters, I mean, if you're going to run a screen, my opinion, just run an air filter. Depends where you're at. We got a lot of stuff blowing around here. I'd rather have a filter on the car. But big power stuff, I run no filter, you know. But I've had pretty good luck with a filter, and I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Now, are you guys, because you're specifically at the track and running the cars just today for racing, do you run them with a filter or without?
They all have filters on them.
They do.
Street cars are tagged and insured. We drive them on the street, so that's our street setup, you know, filters and everything. We set the record with the Demon last year with filters on it as well, street trim.
Okay, what's the temperature out there? What's the track temp out there?
Looks like it's 45 degrees right now. I don't know about the track temperature. They're actually prepping it right now.
Man, 45 degrees, that is not L.A. weather.
What's that?
It is not L.A. weather. That's pretty cold by our standards for sure. Okay, well, it sounds like you guys got an exciting day, and we want to wish you luck. And let's wrap up with Goldberg, and we'll let you guys get at it. Good luck with the spark plug change.
All right, sounds good. Let me go find it for you.
All right, go track him down. It sounds like they got a heck of a lot going on over there. It'd be great to see some of this stuff. Hopefully at Dodge Garage, we'll have some videos and stuff posted up right there. We'll have to reach out to our friends over at Dodge Garage. But I'm sure there will be some great photos and social media rolling out about all of that stuff as well. Why don't we do this? Why don't as we're getting Bill on the phone, We'll remind you guys about Dodge. Visit your local Dodge dealer for performance, technology, and great deals. Never has been a better time than right now. Dodge is offering Power Dollars. With Power Dollars, you get 10% off for each horsepower of your new car. Every 2019 Dodge Charger, every 2019 Durango, every 2019 Challenger, you get Dodge Dollars. That means you can buy a 2019 Dodge SRT Hellcat Red Eye and receive almost $8,000 in cash allowance. Get more power and get more off. It's simple. Hurry to your local Dodge dealer today and take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars. All right, did we find Bill?
Yep, you did. I'm here.
All right, buddy. So far, so good. Sounds like things are fun over there. I know you're maybe sweating a little bit, even though it's 45 degrees, getting a little nervous about driving some of those cars. But don't forget to walk around.
You know me, dude. I'm always nervous no matter what I do. But the fact is, I'm here to have fun. Leah's here to break records. I'm here to have a good time and finally enjoy my car. It's an honor to be out here. There's some unbelievable vehicles, and I'm just in awe with this all-wheel drive wide body Charger, man. It's exactly like my car, my Charger, but mine's not all-wheel drive. So I'm actually looking at my car, the twin turbo. So I'm like a kid in the candy store. This is one of the coolest days that I've ever had, because as you know, I've been singing this Charger's praises for the past 6 years.
I hope you get a chance to drive the all-wheel drive Charger just to kind of test it out, even just around the facility a little bit, just to kind of get behind the wheel and see how you like the all-wheel drive version.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I've never really driven a high-horsepower all-wheel drive car. And truth be told, I've only driven one turbo in my entire life, and that's my 911. But, you know, this isn't about me going out and trying to break records. Like I said, it's about me trying to go out, find the threshold, and stay within it and have a good time and be safe. So it's going to be a great day. It is a little chilly.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you say, that's good news on the track. So rock and roll. Let's have some fun and stay safe.
Is your Challenger the only manual car out there?
Absolutely. Yeah. No question. And then, yeah, no doubt. So I'm already behind the eight ball, but I'm going to have more fun than everybody. I can tell you that, at least banging through the gears. So,
yeah.
And it's just, you know, short throw shifter. First time I've been in the car with that. So it should be a completely different feel. And I'm excited, man. It's a lot of fun. Anytime you go out and you get to try something different, especially if it's yours, it's a cool deal. And I got all the guys here that built it, so God knows if something were to go wrong, they can fix it right away. You heard the turbo story, and that was a 11th hour kind of deal last night.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's why you guys are doing it now and not 7 days before SEMA.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, let's also take into consideration that this is not the normal SEMA car showing up to SEMA, you know.
Yeah.
How many times are they finished and they are track tested before they go to SEMA? Hell, half of them aren't even, you know, roadworthy, for God's sake. So,
right.
I mean, that's a testament to what Speed Corps does and what their end goal is, and it's to have functional automobiles that you can go out and have a great time in and you know, be safe at the same time.
Well, go out there, have some fun. We'll let you guys get to it, but certainly chat with those guys some more and grab some photos. I know you guys are busy over there, but see what you can do about grabbing some photos so we can post it up on CarCast as well. And good luck. And I'm curious to know at some point what Leah's take is on driving the manual, your Challenger versus the automatic cars, because we've only driven.
She just gets another opportunity to stomp me, and that's all. that's her feedback. We were talking on the way over here, so yeah, I got the only manual here. But the fact is, this is the only car here that's not kind of track built, so I don't need it. I'm not building a dragster. I'm not building a drag car. I'm building a car that I can go out and have fun, go through the gears, and I can reminisce about the old days of having, you know, the 4-speeds, you know.
Yeah.
This is a 6-speed. So, I mean, hey, it's just a complete, you know, it's a completely different experience, and it's one where you're actively participating, you know, a little bit more in the feel of the car. I'm a car guy. Those simple things make me extremely happy, and I'm very excited. And I'm kind of giddy at the same time, so I don't have time to be nervous.
I can hear it. Oh, I meant to ask you, did Speed Corps end up doing the roll bar in your car?
They did. No, they did not. Not yet. So, we haven't had the time to do it. Actually, I think Gearhead's the one that's doing that.
Yeah.
And just because, and I'm glad you brought that up, because now you gave me an excuse not to push it to the edge, because safety first.
Well, look, no, obviously nobody wants to get hurt out there. Nobody wants to hurt
the worst
cars.
Look from Leah in the world. Hey, man, I'm married and I got a kid. See, there you go.
Does Leah know you're on the phone with the second fastest person at Roadkill Nights?
Yeah, I'm good with being the second fastest person at Roadkill Night. Actually, that was you.
This year it was me. Last year you won. So we have a pretty good track record for the CarCast boys as far as driving those Dodge cars. So, you know,
I will see if I can keep it respectable.
There you go. All right, guys, we'll let you go. I'm going to get into a few other things over here. I know you guys are busy, but let's. We'll get into this next week, and looking for some photos and stuff. If you have anything you want to send over, text me, and I'll get them posted.
Absolutely. I'll send you as much stuff as I can. And guys, I appreciate you and the listeners understanding that today I got to go out and have some fun. So hopefully we've provided a little cool stuff on site here at the dragway, and we will download and get you some stuff afterwards and publicize the hell out of it. But onward and upward is that my dad would say.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in. I know you guys are busy, and we'll chat with you next week.
Be good.
All right. Bye. All right. Sounds good, man. They got a little bit better day going on over there than we do. We're here early, but it's warm over here today. So they got a lot that's going on. That's kind of fun. And you guys follow Goldberg's Instagram. You can see the picture of the Whipple Supercharger. The photo that's up there was kind of interesting because you can't really see all of the details of it at first. But now that we're getting a little bit more of what this camo paint job is, it's basically white and black. It looks like a snow camo kind of thing, camo job, which is kind of interesting. And, you know, it's funny because there was some news coming out on the Pony Car Wars, and Chevy is offering a $3,000 discount on Camaros specifically to compete with Mustang and Challengers. And it looks like in the world of sales, the Chevy Camaro has dropped a little bit, and for a Q3 of this year, they sold 12,275 Chevy Camaros. So they're offering this $3,000 discount. I think it's a combination of two discounts. There's like a $2,000, then another factory incentive of $1,000. So 12,275 Camaros have sold in Q3. 16,823 Mustangs were sold. And Dodge Challenger is taking first place with 18,031 Challengers sold in Q3 so far of this year. So 12,000, 16,8, and 18,000. Interesting, because the Mustang has been at the top of the chain for a long time, and it's interesting to see that the Challengers are doing so well. The surprising number to me is Dodge Chargers beat everything and sold 26,060 Chargers in Q3. So I guess guys want the Chargers more than the Challengers. I guess it makes sense, a little more practical. You still get the big power. I wonder how the wide bodies, and maybe something else, maybe like a wide body red eye Charger will do as that thing comes along. But I tell you, man, this guy's a Dodge. You know how to push that platform to the limit. That those have been out for a while now, and they just keep doing special editions and revisions and wide bodies, and it seems to be working because it's translating into sales. There's a little deal over on Mustangs or a deal on Camaro. So if you guys are interested in Camaro, by the way, I'm pretty sure you can get the four-cylinder Camaros and the ZL1. Like, that discount applies. So if you want the big badass Camaro, you can get that as well. Let me tell you guys a little bit about our friends at Zorro. If you purchase supplies for your business, you know it's nearly impossible to find everything you need in one place. That's why there's Zorro.com, where their number one goal is to make your life easier. It's Zorro, Zoro.com. It's where you'll find everything you need for any business of any size for almost any industry. Zorro.com has tools and equipment, safety and office supplies, cleaning supplies, and more. Zorro has tons of stuff for industries like electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. You'll find brands that you know and trust, like Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. And Zorro.com has amazing customer service for real people based in the U.S. You'll also enjoy fast, free shipping on orders of over $50 or more. Even if you don't have a business to shop for, you can still find lots of great items at Zorro.com. So visit Zorro.com/carcast. Sign up for their Z-Mail newsletter, and you'll get 15% off your first order. Just go to Zorro.com/carcast and sign up for their newsletter. You guys can check that out.
So, Matt, I need some lightning updates.
You're going to get them. There's so much Dodge and lightning update talks because we're so close to SEMA. You got to understand how we are 3 weeks out from SEMA, and there's so much work to do still. The audio system isn't even shipped yet. The brakes that they're making, the custom brakes that I'm having made for the truck, front and rear, aren't even made yet. They're still machining it out of...
They don't exist.
They don't exist yet. No. We're still... And by the way, when we get them, we don't know if they're going to work or they're going to fit. But they're still being developed. We've got quite a bit to do. So we sent it out to get painted. There was this toss up between, do you do a paint restoration, which is always very good, or do we paint it? And turned out there were some imperfections, some scratches and worn out areas that it was never going to be able to work with just a paint restoration. And also, some of the panels on that truck had been painted before, and you can see the difference on what it was going to do. So, reached out to some friends up in Hanford, California. They're about 2.5, about 3 hours north of us. And I said, hey, guys, can you paint this? And they said, sure. And I said, great, you have 5 days. And the idea was they were just going to just sand off all the clear coat, give it a scuff, just dust on some black to make everything match, do a couple coats of clear, really just color sand it, buff it out, and we'll be good. It would be good enough because we're not doing a color change. This would have been good enough as a rush job and save a little bit of money in the process. And when they got it, they decided they wanted to go a little bit deeper down into it. So the whole truck was blown apart. I took a lot of it off, cleared everything off myself before it went up. All the emblems are off, mirrors are off, door handles are off. All the graphics, stickers, everything was taken off. So I started prepping it before it went up there. And when it got there, they continued to take the truck apart. They took the entire bed off, the hood off, fenders off. Everything was taken off. They sanded it down, not down to the bare metal. They just got it down to the original black coat so they can start over. They ended up painting everything, and then they're doing four coats of clear on it. And then as they color sand it and buff it, it'll probably cut about one coat off, and then everything will blend and match perfectly. And while they had the whole bed off and everything, I said, well, while you're in there, the bed is off, you have pretty good access to the chassis and everything. So why not just hit it with a power washer, tape off some things like the fuel tank and whatnot, and then just paint the chassis while you're in there, so I don't have to crawl underneath it with a bunch of chassis black rattle cans from Eastwood or something, and do it myself. And they said sure, so they're getting all that done. I also gave them all new weather stripping and things like that. So from what I understand, they're about a week into it. I dropped it off Thursday night, so they started Friday of last week. Today is Wednesday. It'll be done today, and I am not going to get it. I'm sending a trucking company up there to get it.
Sending a guy.
And I'm going to bring it. They're going to bring it home, and I'm going to start tearing out the interior and installing all the hush mat stuff and doing the interior and the audio system. But let me tell you, what a shit show getting this thing up to Hanford. First of all, we have a couple of trailers here. We have an open aluminum trailer. We have the AeroVault trailer. And because of our move and stuff, all of those things are being used up right now. Sean has stuff that he's moving from shop to shop on his Featherlite trailer. The AeroVault trailer still has the Porsche 935 in it after Monterey. And it's sitting over at the other shop, and it's sort of protecting the car because the shop's getting construction on and things like that. So Jose, sweet Jose, working over there at the shop.
Black shirt Jose.
And he's got his shitty flatbed trailer, which he was kind enough to lend me. It's a big metal, just iron heavy one with a wood deck on it, which splinters all over it. There are more dents in that fender than you can imagine. So anyway, we grab it. I hook it up to the dually, and I'm like, I appreciate you lending me the trailer. I don't have to go that far. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Right. So we load up the truck, and then he looks at the trailer and he's like, let me top off the air in the tires. And he does three of the four, and the fourth one, he's like, it's not holding air. Let me just patch it. And he pulls the tire off, goes around the corner to the tire shop, gets it patched, comes back. He's like, it should be fine. You should be good. It should be fine. And these tires are so old, and the sidewalls are all cracked. Yeah. And I'm driving the thing up there, and I'm just hoping it makes it. And even the tire we patched just shredded, just blew apart.
Oh.
So I'm halfway there. I'm in Bakersfield. Tires flopping around. I see pieces of rubber shooting out the rearview mirror, just in my mirror, just shooting out the back. Guys are honking at me. the trucks are honking at me, and I'm pulling over off the side of the freeway. I'm like, shit, what do I do? So I get off the freeway, and these semi-trucks are blazing by me. I'm on the side of the road, and I just start looking. I'm like, I gotta find a tire for this thing. And in Bakersfield, there's a tire shop. It's about 15 miles away. It doesn't sound like that far, but 15 miles away.
That's far. Yeah.
On a shredded tire that hasn't completely blown off the rim. It's rubbing and smacking rubber all over the place. And I've got, you know, there's three other tires, two on the passenger side, and then there's the one tire holding up the entire driver's side of the truck. So I get off the freeway. I weigh some side roads, and so I can slow it down a little bit. And I call the guys. I was like, order me a tire. They're like, yeah, we can get you a tire. I was like, you know what? This is going to happen to me again. Get four tires.
Yeah.
So just get four.
Smart.
And he's like, okay, this will be no problem. We by the time you get here, we'll have them. We're going to send our guy to the warehouse to go get them. Take them over to Bakersfield. I'm irritated at this point. I just pull the truck and the trailer into this guy's lot. And he's like, hey, nice truck. I was like, good, it's going to get painted. He's like, oh, man, that tire's all messed up. I was like, yeah. And he goes, why don't you back the trailer in over here and we'll get started? I throw him the keys. I go, nope, I don't even want to see this goddamn thing. I'm going to get some tacos. So I went across the street, sat in a restaurant, got some tacos, which were fantastic, and got in a better mood. And by the time I was done with my tacos, they're like, we're just finishing it up right now. Cost me $500. Cost me $500 to put four tires on Jose's trailer. And you tell me, Chris, what do you do? Like, is this just a gift for Jose because he lent me the trailer? Do I tell Jose, hey, yeah, you owe me $500? Or
I think you just bring it up to him, just say, hey, got you new tires. Yeah, I had to spend $500. And then I think he would offer to.
All right. Well, he's the poorest guy over there, right? So he's, you know.
I think you just mention it to him. Then just go, hey, yeah, one of the tires blew out. I had to buy new tires for it. So.
Oh yeah, no, everybody knows. Yeah. There's four new tires.
I'm sure he would see it.
Yeah, yeah, he's got four new tires on that thing, and Sean was like, "What the hell? Four tires? Do my Prius next?" Like, yeah. They're all having a good time with it over there.
I don't see him taking the entire cost, but I could see him saying, "Hey, maybe I pitch it.
I tell you
split
what,
it.
I don't want him to pay for any tires." Okay. So he got four tires. But what he can do, and hopefully this is sort of just an unsaid rule, would be, hey, you know, occasionally I need some shit done on my cars.
Oh.
You know, jump in a little bit here and there, which he very politely does already. So he's already arguably worked off some of it. You know, before I took the truck up there, the one thing that that I hate, and of course, you know, Adam Carolla hates, is the antenna in the front fender. So I asked Jose, I said, hey, I'm going to the body shop. I took the antenna off and everything. Can you fill that hole? Can you weld in a little piece of metal and smooth it out? And he's like, sure. He cranked it out in about an hour or so and got that done. So, you know, I don't know what his rate is, but he's about an hour and a half into it, into working off that $500.
I don't think
bucks.
You need to calculate it, but I do like the system. I think it's fair.
It's a little bit of a trade, right?
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, you know, maybe he didn't feel like he needed new tires on his trailer, but they're there. And I don't want to take any money out of his pocket. So there's a little bit of a, there's like a labor trade.
You do a solid, he does a solid, and just that cycle continues.
Okay, well, that's a fair trade.
Yeah, I dig it.
Well, I spent $500 on tires. I spent $200 on gas, so it cost me $700 to tow my car up there. And it took up my entire day, which that's the part that bugs me the most, because in the dually, you know, you can't really use your phone. There's no like CarPlay. You can't get text messages. You can't check emails unless you're sitting and eating tacos.
We got to get Gail Banks to install some Bluetooth
and
stuff in it.
And, you know, like you can make a phone call with your headphones or something like that, or a speakerphone, but, you know, aside from that, you really can't get any work done. And everything that I do is basically freelance. Everything I do is a hustle. It's always trying to generate some sales and get a deal and book a live show and do whatever.
It.
Right? Like there's no real money in sitting in here talking about this, right? There's, this isn't where the money comes in. You've seen it. The ad money all goes to Podcast One. Yeah. Wait,
what?
Yeah, I don't know, sure if you're aware. And a little insight. Here's a little inside baseball for you is I'm the only one here that's a freelancer. Okay. Everybody has a job. Everybody gets a salary. Everybody gets their benefits or whatever. Yeah. You know, I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm a freelancer. I pay for all my own shit. I pay for all my own insurance, car insurance, health insurance, whatever. And the only way I can make money is to constantly go out there and sell and make deals and do whatever.
Yeah, you have to create all of your own.
That's it. That's what it is. Whether it's, you know, and you know, 80% of what I do is in the automotive space, but I branch out and help out Adam and other things for buying and selling cars. And he had a property, an investment property that I helped sell and, you know, market for him. And there, you know, there's things like that.
Yeah.
But when I'm locked in a vehicle and I'm the one driving and I can't do stuff, it makes it harder. As I'm spending $700 to get there, I'm not making any money on the process, right?
Right.
So my thought was, don't go get it. First my thought was, why don't I leave the trailer there at the body shop, and I'll just tell Jose, hey, man, you got $500 of tires. Go drive the truck up there, load up the trailer, and bring it home. But they needed the trailer back here to move more shit. So Sean and Jose needed the trailer anyway. So I had to tow it all the way back. And I was like, you know what? If Jose goes up there, then he's not doing work in the shop for Adam. He's doing work for me. And then he's not getting paid for the day because, you know, he's hourly. And I was like, and I don't want to take money out of his pocket. So I said, screw it. I just called up the towing company and I said, you guys go get it. Guess how much it cost? $700.
I was just gonna say,
it's gonna cost $700.
But at least you have time to work. And
that's right. So if it's gonna cost me $700 anyway, I already know it's $200 in gas.
Yeah.
If nothing breaks, so if it's gonna cost $700 anyway, or at least close to it, I might as well be at home getting more work done and trying to balance some of that out. So anyway, that's
no.
What's going
I think
on.
That's the right move.
So as we're here in the studio, the truck should be getting wrapped up. They should be going to get it tomorrow. And then the next day, I'll go down to Orange County and do two episodes of Shift and Steer,
yeah,
which is a podcast hopefully you're listening to, so I can make some money.
help Matt get his car
yeah,
back
come on,
by listening
help.
To Shift and Steer.
help us do that. If I had something to push out there, which I don't know why I don't. Do we have CarCast shirts? Do we have Motorator shirts? We need to sell
We need
some
merch.
Shit.
We need some soft
we
goods.
We need something out there. Yeah. We need to start selling something to start paying for this stuff. Even with sponsors, which are great, this is an outrageous expensive endeavor.
Let's put it out to everybody. What do you want? You guys want hats? You want shirts? What does everybody want? Tweet us at CarCast Show.
Yeah, let us know. Do you want CarCast stuff? Do you want Motorator stuff? Do you want both? Are you interested?
Yeah.
And by the way, I always ask this too. If you like shirts, is there like a t-shirt brand that you like? Do you like a fitted shirt, like American Apparel t-shirts? Or do you like more of a roomier shirt, like a Gildan or Fruit of the Loom or something like that? What's your preference?
I like the American Apparel stuff.
You do? You like them
the
a little
soft.
Fitted. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I wear them out like Jose. I'll wear mine out too. Yeah.
Well, fitted shirt on Jose is never going to happen. Like 2XL is technically fitted for him.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of the listeners here, that they're going to want something to wear while they're wrenching on their cars.
I want something decent quality, though. I don't want to get like the cheap, scratchy shirt. You know,
right.
I want like a good shirt. Like, I did a round of Motorator shirts a while back, and I just gave them away to people and friends of the show. And I went with like the American Apparel shirts. But you're right. It's like, you know, I can get away with a medium shirt, but on those, maybe large because it's a little fitted,
yeah.
But I like the way it hangs. And you're right, it's a softer fit. So I don't know. I'm kind of curious on what people like on the t-shirts as well. Unless you like hats as well.
Yeah, let us know. We'll listen. We'll make something happen.
Yeah, we can find something. Right? We've got connections.
I know some people.
You know some people. Yeah. All right. So we've got that, and we're probably gonna wrap some of these things up. Trying to think of what else we've got going on. I want to talk about some more stuff later. We've been testing. We have this ongoing testing of SUVs that we're doing. It's going to continue through November and after SEMA. And I want to start getting into some of the more mainstream popular vehicles as well. We drove an Acura RDX a while ago. I've got an Acura MDX now, which is their larger three-row version, which I really liked. It's the Acura MDX A-Spec, has all the features, three rows. It's great. And so I'll get into a little bit more of that and some of the specs on that probably next week. I'm also just picked up the Nissan Pathfinder. And it's interesting because we talked about an Infiniti SUV as well, a few in the QX60, QX80. And we're Infiniti, although nice. The interior is nice. We like those a lot. The 2019s were lacking in some of the features like CarPlay and stuff like that. Now, the 2020s are supposed to have the 2020 QX80, the large one. We know for sure is going to have it. Adam's interested in getting one of those. But I'll tell you, that same strategy is going on with the Nissan Pathfinder. Is the Pathfinder, although I do like it, and the color we got is this nice green, and it's a little bit more off-roady. We got, like, I forgot what it's called, like the Adventure Edition or something. Again, no CarPlay, and although it has a front camera, it doesn't have front parking sensors. This is some basic technology that pretty much all cars seem to have these days. I'm not sure why it doesn't have it. What I understand is the 2020 models will have it. We have a 19. So it is coming. I'm just not quite sure why. They're a little bit behind the eight ball on this one. But anyway, we'll get some more reviews and information on that. Excuse me. Then we have a RAV4 hybrid coming next week. And I'm interested in this because I had to get my mom a new vehicle. And she wanted an SUV. And it needed to be sort of the right size for her. And it was a big toss-up between the CR-V, which we'll be driving in November, and the RAV4, which is the big competitor. They're probably the two best-selling, compact or just small, maybe not super tiny, but small crossovers or SUVs out there. And I drove them both. I liked them both. And the Toyota I ended up with just because of the deal and through our friend that works with Toyota was able to get us a deal on it. But anyway, more of that stuff coming soon and we'll get into it more. But we are going to wrap it up here. And thanks, Chris. Thanks for being a trooper.
Oh, thank you.
We've got a few things before we wrap up we want to plug regarding the SEMA show. We always bring you guys a bunch of content at from SEMA, and this year is going to be bigger than better than ever. Chris is going to be out there with me for a couple of days. We're going to run around and get a bunch of booth-to-booth interviews and talk to a handful of companies, some of the regulars that we love catching up with that we don't get to in the studio because they're mostly East Coast guys. And we'll grab some new guys as well. But also, Tuesday morning at SEMA in the K&N Filters booth, Adam and I will be doing CarCast, maybe two episodes, maybe an extended episode. We have a bunch of guests. From what I understand, Patrick Dempsey will be a guest. Possibly Gard Hollinger and Keanu Reeves from Arch Motorcycles will be there. We spoke to them a couple of years ago at Goodwood. Maybe Patrick Long, Porsche racing driver. So we've got a good lineup with the K&N Filters booth. That's Tuesday morning. You can come see that live at SEMA if you're going to be there. And then Tuesday afternoon, Adam and I will be, from 12 to 3, Adam will be at Apex in the Castrol booth. And we'll tell you about that on CarCast this week with Adam, how you can go and meet him there. I think you win. Can you win a trip to SEMA with that, with Castrol?
You can, yeah. Just go to any AutoZone and you'll see the ad there.
Okay, so 12 to 3, Adam's in the Tuesday, Adam's in the Castrol booth at Apex. For 3 to 5, Adam and I are judging the Hot Wheels Legend Tour finale. The winner of this will have their car turned into a Hot Wheels car. We will be there with our buddy Dave Merrick from Honda, Jay Leno, and a bunch of other guys. Brad Fanshaw from Shift and Steer is a judge as well. So we're going to have a there's a bunch of other judges as well. So we'll be doing that for a while. Then Wednesday morning in the MagnaFlow booth, it's Central Hall. We will be doing CarCast Live again, and we will be announcing and interviewing the winner of that Legends, that Hot Wheels Legends tour. And then swing by anytime during the week. We're doing Shift and Steer podcast every day from the MagnaFlow booth at 11 a.m. from around 11 to 12, MagnaFlow booth, Central Hall. So we've got a lot of podcasts going on there. I don't know, six or seven podcasts plus interviews booth to booth.
It's a lot of pod.
Have we decided how we're going to roll out this content? We're going to spread it out?
I think we should just put it out week of. Week of SEMA. Make sure you're subscribed to CarCast because we're going to be releasing some.
Yeah, so some of it will be this show and some of it will be the show with Corolla. We're just going to roll out a bunch of content that week, I believe.
Yeah, keep you guys up to date on what
And possibly the week after as well. It's going to take a little bit more than just 1 week to roll it all out, but a bunch of content coming at you for that week. So make sure you guys subscribe. And tune in for that. All right, guys, we're going to wrap things up now. Thanks for listening. Of course, follow me at Motorator on social media. You can go to carcastshow.com. And if you hop over to iTunes, give us a nice little rating. We appreciate that. For Chris and myself and Goldberg, until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.